Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Carmen, do you have the list over there?
I do.
Hey, Spanish, where is the big Frankenstein?
He's in the lounge.
Go get Hoppy.
Calling Monster Island. Calling Monster Island.
He was so funny at Buds and Burgers when he gets on stage.
So he was on stage?
Oh, yeah. They have the mics out there. So Spanish and I were out there to do stage announcements, and we lowered the mics to our height. So
right.
It's like 4 feet off the ground. Well, Hoppy, who's 8 feet tall, instead of raising the mics up to talk, bends down the entire time to our mic level.
Oh, boy.
It's just fun to watch him roam around places.
What's up, pimp?
How's it hanging, playa?
How you doing, buddy?
Never been better.
Are you excited?
I got some sleep.
Are you excited your hero, E-Rock's coming in today?
He is.
I thought you were interviewing him for Hoppy Hour.
I didn't know he's coming in.
Wait, so you don't know he's coming or not?
Wait, he's coming into the show today?
Yes.
Oh, nice. I love E-Rock.
E-Rock is Opie and Jim's producer.
Right.
And he's a friend of mine, and somehow Hoppy knows him, and he's in town, so he's coming at 9 o'clock to hang out with us.
Okay.
And I thought you had him pigeoned for Hoppy Hour.
I had him on like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, dude. You did?
Yeah, okay. It went really good, too.
Well, God forbid you have a repeat of a guy who is actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
Is in town and
I'm waiting for you to come on, Calvin.
Calvin.
Not going to happen, bro.
Pimp. Carmen.
Yes.
Do you have the results of the football picks?
I do.
Who came in dead last?
Dead last with a score of 9 wins, 11 losses, Spanish.
Yay.
Second to last with 10 wins, 5 losses, Mike Kelta.
Loser.
Oh, yeah.
He did that.
I'll punch you back.
Tied with Mike with 10 wins, 5 losses, April Macy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep.
I would punch her.
And coming in fourth place with 11 wins, 4 losses, Anthony Beck.
Oh, that's you,
so
Hoppy.
He's not punching.
And then in third place with 12 wins, 3 losses, Galvin.
Yes.
Uh-oh. It's down to me and Carmen.
And with 12 wins and 3 losses, myself.
Oh, you won?
So the big winner this week with 13 wins.
Yeah.
I coach my kids' little league team the victory on Friday, and I'm punching the crap out of all
you'll
you
be
now.
A man someday.
Ooh, watch out, tough guy.
Oh, you want to punch him first?
Oh, yeah. So bad. Yeah. So
watch
bad.
Out, tough guy.
I actually want to warm up to get to him.
All right, I'll go first if you want.
Oh, I don't even
want
to hit you.
You got to.
I know.
That's the rules. What is it, 12 he want? He got?
He has
got
13. 13. You have 10, so he has 3 on you.
No, I got 4. I'll go after you.
Well, hold on. I want to periscope my punches. I don't know. I have a feeling this is not going to be as exciting as I think it's going to be.
I think it's going to hurt.
I think you could punch. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah. Let me turn his microphone off.
What, Galvin?
Turn that off for a second. There you go.
All right, Rob, come over here.
Okay.
So you have 3 punches on Mike.
Yeah?
That's 1 4, less than 4 and 1 more than 2. Calvin.
All right.
Last week we found out that you couldn't punch.
Yeah.
Can you get punched? Have you been punched before?
I told you I got beat up. Of course I got punched.
Yeah, look at him, of course.
I know you got beat up. There's a difference between getting hit and
ducking.
You think
it was just like kicks over and over like Karate Kid?
Yeah, no, we thought it was mostly like pitchfork pokes.
The fire sticks.
Fire, yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, Rob, 3 punches on Mike. Make him real.
Right. Make sure you flex, hard ass.
Whoa, why are you throwing it?
Where do you want me to come from?
You're like going over. All right, hold on.
Oh, solid.
1, 2.
Why did you shake your hand?
Because it hurts. Oh, somebody's been working out.
That hurt a little.
Don't brag about it, dude.
I said somebody's been working out. Him,
did you
idiot.
Fart or did I fart into the seat and just trapped him? And when I stood up, it released it. Oh, my God. Gross.
Could be either one.
Hold on. There you go.
How many you have on Spanish? You have like four on Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, you know when you're you know when your farts gross, your own farts gross you out there bad. All right, here we go. Oh, that was good, Rob. Punch through like you're punching.
Two.
Nice.
Dummy.
I hit his watch.
What happened?
He hit his watch.
Oh. Follow through, he hit his watch.
Robbie, throw a solid punch.
Yeah, what is this whole lean into? Like you're...
He's putting all of it in there.
You want to hit Carmen first? Or you want to hit Hoppy first?
He has one on me and one Galvin and two on Hoppy.
You know what happens if you don't hit Carmen, we punch you. Carmen, well, get Carmen on the mic. Move up to the mic a little bit. There you go. No, get your arm on the mic.
You can get on the mic.
Ready?
Oh, just one? Yep. Oh, that was good. That was good. All right, now you're on Galvin.
User.
Hoppy, use your mic to mic that one up, will you?
Yeah.
Hold on, Mic it up. Hold on. Mic up his punch so we can hear it.
You think I'm going to kiss you, you weirdo? You like leaned in with his mouth open. Weird. Get out of here.
Here we go.
Weirdo.
Can you move?
Would
you,
I know. Why are you so far back?
Oh,
nothing.
Nothing? No. That was pretty good. No, all right, now punch your giant.
Get over here, freak.
He should have to get on his knees.
I can't even, I'm going to have to punch up. This is ridiculous. Can we have him squat down?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's part
of his hands in his pockets.
That's one to grow on.
Turn to me.
There you go. Good.
Oh.
What? Ryan, how was that? Your face just... What?
Weak.
Oh,
he's calling you out.
No, you're like a little elf.
Go for the same spot then.
Nice try, baby.
Oh. All right.
There's a sound drop that I can grab.
All right, you've been punched, Hoppy. We'll see you later.
What?
We'll see you later. I don't know why you're sitting back down. That's all we needed you for. Bye-bye.
Mike, should I go?
Tell Gowan why you shouldn't go.
Because I have a good heart. I like sitting in on this show. It's an honor. And I know deep down through your heart that's sort of like the Grinch because it's dark. You do love me.
Oh, man. You couldn't be more wrong. You do not know how to read people.
Make an appeal to Gowan and tell him why he should love you and why you should stay.
Because... You do. You do such a good impersonation of me that it makes me.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
I was going to say because we don't even need me here because he does a good impersonation.
You really could just sit here and pretend you're me.
Probably could.
Like a badass.
Badass.
Look at you. Been working out lately.
What's that, Ryan?
He came up to me at the Buds and Burgers event and said I looked really skinny. That made my ego big. So I've been working out, you know.
He did. Doesn't he look thinner than he normally does for some reason?
Yeah. I don't know whether that's not a compliment for a skinny guy.
He's just not eating.
You look like that's a compliment for a fat guy.
He used to be fat.
When? When he was in fourth grade?
In 2011. I was 290. I had the gut the size of Peter Griffin, dude. I was fat.
What are you doing now? What did you weigh now?
236.
Well, good for you.
If I can do it, anybody can.
Well, it was very motivational. Thank you, Ryan.
Slater gave me a gift for Hoppy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
What is that?
It's a bag of toiletries so Hoppy can take care of himself. He's got a brand new toothbrush.
Look at that.
Thank you, Slater. You're a pimp, dude.
I don't know about that, but okay. He's got...
Slater's trying to butter you up, buddy.
There's some gum for your bad breath. There's something to floss with, and he also gave him
toothpaste.
Children's toothpaste.
Oh, good.
Because he has baby teeth.
All right. Do you know how to apply all those things to your face?
I'm not that dumb.
I don't say it was dumb. It's just inexperienced.
Remember, brush up and down on the baby teeth, not side to side.
I got it, Galvin.
All right. Whatever Galvin decides, whether or not you could stay or go, it'll be entirely up to him.
You can sit over there.
Okay.
Not on the couch? Microphone. Yeah, we don't need to hear you.
All right, sounds good.
Well, what's the use of being here?
That's true. Get out of here.
What's that, Ryan?
Deep down, I know you love me. You want
deep
me
down,
here.
Deep dish pizza.
It's up to Calvin now. It's out of my hands.
So I won an award for best podcast, and I hope you guys listen to it. It's Hoppy Hour, and it's the best podcast.
It got 700 downloads last week. So,
well, now you're award winning.
Is that a record?
Oh, by far. I used to just get 200 per week.
Oh, who was your guest?
I didn't have a guest.
Wow. Wait.
He had 700 downloads.
Oh, no, I did have a guest.
He had 700 downloads. 600 of those people have podcasts, and 590 of them killed themselves after they listened to it.
Who was your guest?
Rick Rumble. He's the host of Rumble in the Morning in Norfolk, Virginia. He's one of my friends.
Brother. Was he on Tommy and Rumble?
Yeah.
He was?
By the way, Radio Pro over here is now chewing gum on air.
Stupid.
And he swallowed it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's so quick, too.
You could have just taken it out of your mouth.
She's loving it.
Carmen loves being smarter for once.
Mike, guess who I have coming on Thursday?
Bob from Bob and Tom.
Is it?
No.
Who?
Bobby Slayton.
Oh, Pitbull of comedy. He is going to tear you apart.
Will he be in town?
No, I'm Facebook friends with him because I met him 2 years ago and he's always been nice to me. So I asked him and he's like, sure.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to step on his house.
You should call your podcast the Make a Wish podcast. You'll get as many guests as you want.
That's a good point, dude.
Thank you.
You're very smart.
All right, I have to shut this off.
All right, we'll see you later, Hoppy.
All right, see you.
What? Where's he going? To the couch or out of the room?
The couch out in the lounge area.
Calvin has kicked you out of the studio.
You're breaking my heart, kid.
All right. Thanks, kid. You know, you can stop it at any time.
I'm waiting for the slow giant walk.
Oh, you threw the baby toothpaste. Don't be mad at the baby. Don't take it out on your teeth.
Great.
Oh, man.
Now Joey's out there drowning in his one teardrop that fell.
Swimming frantically to keep afloat.
Joey's trying to hold a big leaf over his head.
It's the Herman Munster.
It's podcast. My podcast. Hoppy Hour. It's a play on words.
Oh, my God. You've got to get on Cowboy TV. It's Herman Munster. And he's basically doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Talking into a microphone with headphones on. Oh, I love it. All right. Sorry, Ryan. Galvin has spoken.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.